The U.S. Department of Labor released regional unemployment figures on Friday, and as you might expect in this economic climate, the numbers are grim. In some regions, joblessness is at its highest in two decades, and economists say that some states will see double-digit unemployment rates in 2009. Steve Fair is a reporter for Stateline.org. He's in our studio. Thanks for coming in, Steve.
Sure. Happy to be here.
Which states were hit the hardest by unemployment?
You know, you would expect a state like Michigan, which is home of the big three automakers, to have high unemployment. In fact, they did have the highest. But you might not think of a state like Oregon as a state with high unemployment, but it hit 8.1% there in November. And on Wednesday in Oregon, the state said that they had 500,000 people getting food stamps, which is a record there. Why Oregon? It's high tech, it's manufacturing, and they have the timber industry there that's fueling the increase. Or how about South Carolina? They're also one of the states whose rate was very high at 8.4%, which is the highest there in 25 years. In part, it's because of the decline they've had in the textile industry, which is also hurting North Carolina. California, which has probably some of the worst budget troubles of any state, went up to 8.4%, the unemployment rate. A year ago there, it was 5.7%. 8%, to use a sports analogy, it's sort of like 60 home runs in baseball. To economists, that's sort of a magic figure to know that things are really bad. Another state that was hit really bad was Rhode Island.
Why Rhode Island? It's a former home state of mine. I need to know.
Okay. Manufacturing and construction. And it's interesting because you think, well, they neighbor Massachusetts, and why isn't Massachusetts having the same kind of problems? Massachusetts is going through high unemployment and is going through a recession just like all the other states, but they've been cushioned somewhat because their economy is diversified. They've been able to get into high tech in a big way that Rhode Island hasn't. So states that are real dependent on just a couple of industries, like South Carolina, like Rhode Island, if you're not diversified, this is going to hit you a little harder.
Can the states suffering the highest jobless rates afford the rise in the cost of unemployment benefits?
That's interesting. One of the state activities that's most affected by this recession are the unemployment insurance funds. And some states are good at building up money in their funds to cover times like this. But these are unusual times. I mean, you had more initial claims for benefits than any time in the last 26 years. I think there's something like 4 million people getting benefits right now. So what's happened in many states' funds is they're drying up. Indiana and Michigan are already borrowing from the federal government to cover their claims, and I think there's about a dozen other states that may have to do the same thing as the recession continues.
In your opinion, is there a state or a region that is going to have a real difficulty, maybe take the longest to recover from the economic downturn?
They're all affected, but I think the ones that where the subprime mortgage crunch hit, which would be the Sun Belt states, California, Nevada, Arizona to some extent, Florida's lost a lot of jobs because of that. Generally, it's not so much region as it is where home building was high and has now taken a real nosedive, that whole industry. Nevada in particular has been a state that, you know, you don't hear much about, but for a state its size, it could well be the worst state in the country right now with this budget situation.
Steve Fair is a reporter for Stateline.org. Steve, thanks for sharing your reporting.
Sure. Thank you.